From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 6, 2017. I'm Philip Green. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Columbia Green Media that a Gallatin man who wounded a State Department of Environmental Conservation officer in November has been sentenced to 6 months in jail. Alan W. Blanchard, Sr., 55, was sentenced in Columbia County Court on Monday, June the 5th. He pleaded guilty in February to a charge of second-degree assault. Blanchard accidentally shot DEC officer James Davey during a hunt after nightfall. At the time, Davey and Lieutenant Eliza Bobstein were conducting a deer-jacking investigation following a report of shots fired near Silvernails Road in Gallatin. Davey was present in the courtroom on Monday, flanked by other DEC officers and local law enforcement. In a letter to Judge Jonathan Nichols, he requested that Blanchard serve a 6-month prison term and 5 years of probation. Nichols sentenced Blanchard to 6 months in jail, 5 years of probation, and revoked his hunter's license and firearms for life. Blanchard was also ordered to do 100 hours of community service, speaking to hunter safety training groups. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that a new law permitting ride-hailing companies to operate upstate and Long Island will take effect June 29th, 10 days earlier than originally planned. The original law was set to take effect July 9th. The State Department of Motor Vehicles must still implement regulations for the industry. Ride-hailing companies already operate in New York City, but legislation passed as part of the state budget in April made the services available statewide. The ride-hailing law included a requirement that drivers undergo criminal background checks, as well as a 4% tax on rides that will go to the state general fund. Claire Hughes reported in the Times Union that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on Monday, June the 5th, announced emergency regulations intended to ensure continued health insurance coverage for state residents in the wake of uncertainty over health care reform in Washington. The actions announced Monday would require that health insurers provide policies regardless of pre-existing medical conditions, age, or gender, and would penalize health insurers who withdraw from New York State of Health, the online exchange established by the state 4 years ago to comply with the Federal Affordable Care Act. Under the emergency regulations, health insurance companies that withdraw from the exchange would be barred from participating in government-sponsored insurance programs such as Medicaid and Child Health Plus, and would also be banned from contracting with the state. The governor described the action taken as a stand against congressional Republican proposals that could result in 24 million Americans losing health insurance coverage. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Dan Friedman reported in the Times Union about mounting concern over the impact of proposed federal budget cuts to the food stamp program, totaling $193 billion over 10 years. In New York, 2.9 million people benefit from food stamps, now known as Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. New York is the nation's fourth largest program. Mark Quant, Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York Executive Director, said, and I quote, "The need is real," end quote. He said people are seeking help because times are tough. SNAP is paid for by Washington, and if the proposed federal budget is put into place, roughly 25% of the costs would be passed on to the states. U.S. Representative John Faso does not support the administration's proposal. Faso said in a statement, and I quote, "I am opposed to shifting SNAP program costs to the states in the manner suggested by the administration. As a member of the Budget Committee, I am always looking for program efficiencies and savings, but I do not support the SNAP proposal as submitted," end quote. Quant's food bank serves 1,000 agencies and depends on USDA food surplus. That program, the Emergency Food Assistance Program, provides a wide variety of products, but the administration's budget also targets the food assistance program for major cuts as well, Quant said. He said, and I quote, "None of this makes any sense," end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Ken Lovett is reporting in the Daily News that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo will actively involve himself in the effort to shift control of the U.S. House of Representatives to Democrats by focusing on key races in New York. Although the midterm elections are in 2018, he will kick off the campaign on Tuesday, June 6, with a rally in Washington Square Park in Manhattan. This is a first for Cuomo. He has traditionally endorsed specific Democrat House candidates, but had little involvement in the campaigns. At least 6 seats in New York could be in play in 2018, which is about a quarter of the number needed to give the Democrats the House. The list of Republicans who could be targeted include first-term U.S. Representative John Faso. Cuomo is also likely to target GOP Congressman Chris Collins of Buffalo, Lovett writes. The governor has been openly warring with Collins and Faso over the House bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act that both of them supported. Cuomo will be at the top of the ticket in 2018, but has been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate in 2020. You can read that full story in the Daily News. The Troy Record reports that the Rensselaer County Republican Party endorsed Christopher Meyer to be next county executive over Assemblyperson Stephen McLaughlin, the Republican from Shattuckult. McLaughlin represents part of Columbia County and Rensselaer County in Albany. Meyer is deputy to retiring executive Kathleen Jimeno. Republicans generally win in Rensselaer elections, so the primary may decide the winner of the November election. Meyer won the weighted vote of 11,473 to 4,421 over McLaughlin at the county GOP convention on June the 3rd at American Legion Post 1489 in Wyandotte. McLaughlin has received endorsements from Thomas S. Connolly, Jr., the chairman of the county's Independence Party and vice chairman of the state's Independence Party, and former U.S. Representative Chris Gibson for the position. You can read that full story in the Troy Record. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the WGXE listening area. Rain showers will continue through the day and into Tuesday night. Some locally heavy downpours will be possible through early evening, which may cause minor flooding of urban poor drainage and low-lying areas. The temperature high for today will be 53 degrees, and for tonight, the low around 47. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers before noon. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50. And on Thursday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:29 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight. About 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 6th day of June, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.